I should have expected it. All the signs were there. What's happened to my brain?
It was damn near beaten to a pulp by Gruner's thugs, remember? Don't change the subject.
Very well. I'm sorry if I took you by surprise. Would you have preferred me to let him shoot you?
No, of course not.
I haven't even had the grace to thank you, have I? I'm sorry.
Well, you've had other things on your mind.
I came close to ruining the whole thing.
Oh, nonsense. You kept him admirably distracted while I did my spot of burglary.
Oh, you did a first-class job.
Well, I'm glad one of us thinks so. Thank you.
Now, I had to break in on you like that. How could I have done anything else?
Oh, my dear child.
The thought of your fiancé storming round here howling for my blood was more than I could stand.
I'm sure she'll be delighted to hear it. There he goes. I suppose I won't be able to write this one up for a good few years. Pity. It's quite a story. You know, that's a handsome carriage waiting for Sir James.
Probably belongs to our illustrious client.
Oh, do you think so? There's a crest on the side. But I can't quite make it out. The footman standing in the way.
Watson, come away from the window.
Oh, really, Holmes? What can it matter now? Yeah, he's moving. Oh, my God.
Doctor?
I know who it is. I couldn't mistake that crest. Holmes, we've been working for...
A loyal friend and a chivalrous gentleman. Let that be enough for us. Now and forever.
In The Illustrious Client, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Michael Feast as Baron Gruner, Ruth Gemmell as Violet de Merville, and Deborah Berlin as Kitty Winter. Sir James was played by James Taylor, Corbett by Malcolm Ward, and Johnson by Neville Jason. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Illustrious Client was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.